Hey there, folks. This is Brock. I am standing on my front porch in Portland, Oregon right now, but I am bringing you audio from my trip to Sacramento, California. Before Adele and I did our bike trip from Sacramento back to the Portland area, I stopped at the bicycle business with our listener and my new good friend, Andy Brunner, and we talked to Amy, who works at the bicycle business, who also does the veggie trike in West Sacramento.
My name is Amy Benner, and I am the co-owner of Veggie Trike.
And you work at the
bicycle business. And I work at the bicycle business here in Sacramento, California, and having a great time.
Fabulous. All right. So we talked about that. We talked about some bags. We start here talking about car-sick designs, and we talk about the way that the handlebars in this bag go very nicely on an ECR, which I test rode. So all of these things you will hear as we let this conversation spool out. So again, thank you to Amy from the Bicycle Business and West Sac Veggie Trike for having this conversation. Enjoy.
But is anything for this?
Yeah.
So let me grab the Jones bars and we'll chat, because I love this chat. All right.
There's another car sick designs.
That's it in full swing. I think I got it on there right.
So first, you said okay. Jones bars.
So, Jones bars. Life changing. Really comfortable. Allows you to have lots of different positioning. They're really wide and comfortable. And you actually use your same stem as with the flat handlebar.
Okay.
So it works the same way, but it just gives you more options of where you can place your hands.
Right.
It's really comfortable. So Carsick Designs is based out of, they actually started in Sacramento, but now they're based out of Chico,
okay.
California.
Which is still close by, right?
Yeah.
I'm bad at geography.
It's like an hour and a half north, is
okay.
it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what they've done is they make all their own bags. So you've got your Revelate, you've got Porcelain Rocket, those are like the big mainstream bags. I'm sure you have lots of local bag makers in Portland.
There's a few, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, like, North Street and Black Star and Black Pack and a bunch of those are up there.
Yeah. So they're doing, basically, they're one of the only people making a handlebar bag specifically for the Jones handlebars.
Okay.
So what's really unique about it is it mounts in five places, so it's really...
Five places. So you have the four points on the handlebars there.
Yep. And then you have the one that mounts to your stem down here at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so this bag is so secure on there, and when I've never thought that I wanted anything on my handlebars, I thought, you know, it might get in my way.
Right.
You don't even feel it when you're riding. It's so comfortable.
Does that have to do with the four points? Because a two-pointed handlebar mount would be swingy or something like that, like a cheap old handlebar bag or...
Yeah, like the Sweet Roll I have over there, it's all right. But yeah, I think it is because of the four. It really allows it. And then the other cool thing is they have two built-in goodie bags. So instead of it mounting to your handlebars, it's built-in, sewn onto the bag. So it just makes it for even more secure if you can access it from two points.
Okay, so there's clips on either side, clasps, and it rolls out, kind of like the top of an Ortlieb handlebar.
Exactly, yep.
Or not, pannier.
And you can get a lot of stuff
in
here.
Oh, and so that just expands. So, wow, it goes from being like a foot and a half wide to being like 3 feet wide if you want it to be.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And actually, what I really like about it is that it suspends from the handlebars.
Yeah.
And so, if you think about it, you got a basket, you're carrying stuff. Every bump you go over, the stuff in your basket bounces. But
Whereas this is almost suspended. Yeah.
And so, I, since, you know, I have lots of chickens, I sell eggs. And so, this is an ultimate egg carrier because the eggs never are, like, getting hit on the racks and baskets.
Good point.
So, yeah.
Nice.
I've mastered that.
You could fit a shit ton of eggs inside this bag.
Dude, you probably could get at least six dozen, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then another nice thing, too, is they have a front pouch that lets you get easy access. Like, some of the other handlebar bags don't have easy access, like little storage space.
So this is also into the main compartment, or this is
a separate
front area?
Mm-hmm. So you can put a little bit of stuff in there.
Okay.
Well, all waterproof and super secure,
yeah.
And I can't say enough about how awesome they are.
Yeah, and we should clarify, you don't work for them.
I don't, but they're the nicest
people. But you're a big
fan. Yeah.
Okay.
And so they made this one specifically for the Jones Bar.
Yeah.
And then they have, they do a little bit of everything else. They do the regular panniers. They do, like, wax canvas, like, classy, like, old style, as well as with the new X-Pack waterproof material.
Okay.
What
is X-Pack like? I'm not super familiar with it.
So, it is... Let's see. It's a patented lamination process. Combines four layers for superior tear-resistant durability and the best strength-to-weight ratio on the market.
There we go.
And it's waterproof.
So kind of like a... I'm trying to think of what the other thing is. Like a 3M sort of...
Yeah.
I forget their thing.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And competing
so,
brand.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what they've really started going to, because it's a little bit lighter than their, like, the wax canvas and stuff.
Okay,
and so
yeah.
They're doing panniers and stuff, and they do, like, custom order frame bags and stuff where you give them a template of your exact frame, and they make this stuff. And
nice.
They're, for being custom, their turnaround time's really good.
That's great.
It's like a month.
Well, custom is, I mean, I know people, a lot of people do custom, I guess, but... just to have that from a name that's getting big and they keep offering the service, that's pretty great.
Yeah, it's really great. We're really excited to carry their stuff and get their products out there so people can know about it.
Yeah.
And what we've been doing with the Jones handlebar is like the ultimate upgrade for the fat bike.
I was going to say, because that's how you have it in the display window out there.
So that one is the Surly ECR, and it actually comes
ECR,
with...
ECR, which our listener and friend Eric Iverson just got one. He's very excited about it.
I just got one, too.
Oh, you did?
And I love it.
I'm out of the club. I need to get one now.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to... If you ride it... I have one. Do you want to ride one?
May I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to fall in
do
love.
In a minute.
I'm just giving you a little warning, okay?
Okay.
Because I rode the large, and I'm not... I need a small. I rode the large up and down the street for, like, a minute, came back in, biggest smile on my face, and I said, oh, man, I've got to get one.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to buy a bike.
So this is kind of like mostly urban Sacramento right now. Is there any place to get rad nearby?
Oh, there's lots of places.
Okay.
We're really lucky. You go
Thank
right
you
off the river bike trail and you hit some dirt trails.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's pretty cool. And So you got to test ride it. But so what we've been doing.
So ECR with Jones Bars and the Karsic Designs. And they make both this front bag you were just showing us and they have a tail.
And they have seat pads.
Yeah.
Seat bag. Mm-hmm. Which is really great, and it's just, I would have to say, it is in between the Revel 8's Pika and Vicetra size, so it's great because it'll fit on, like, a lot of bicycles
okay.
that don't have a lot of tire clearance and stuff, so it's a good combination.
I really wish I knew more about the whole bikepacking setup thing, though.
Well, and the thing I really like about these bags is that, as I hate wearing backpacks when I ride, so depending on whatever bike I'm on, I can just throw it on,
mm-hmm.
like my road bike or my cross bike, and I don't have, you know, racks or anything on.
It'll
you
fit
always
anywhere.
Got, yeah, it's super easy to go on and off and switch
nice.
Out and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There's also the argument for those that it keeps all the weight in the middle of your bike, which is an interesting thing I did not think about.
Okay.
Versus the panniers laying off the sides.
Uh-huh.
If you can put all the stuff in your frame, it's all in line, and the single track trails you're
yeah.
ripping through. And I've seen videos of Ort leaves being bounced to hell.
I do that all the time.
So if you don't mind, keep going with Ort leaves.
Yeah.
So I haven't, you
it
know,
is
the little,
an interesting argument, I guess.
The Ort leaf has that plastic clip that holds it onto your rack.
Yeah.
And I've never broken one, but I've always wondered how close I am to breaking one.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just, yeah.
yeah.
There's a lot of torsion side to side.
Yeah.
Whereas something that's built into the frame...
Yep.
You've got more options for keeping your weight centered.
And
yeah.
The horror stories I keep hearing on Ort leaves when I read about any horror story in the middle of nowhere, something went wrong, screws will come out.
Ah.
It's a screw.
Oh,
in
I've
the
had
plastic.
That happen.
Oh.
Like the
so,
securement, the like the little clip that you put on the rack.
Any of
enough,
the clips that you're
out.
Relying on to keep it together, that's the stories I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, a bag wearing with abrasion resistance, I tell people... steel on steel rubbing will wear a hole through.
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum on aluminum.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
You know, so the bag is not that hard.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's sweet.
Also, nice. their logo looks like the National Parks logo.
I know.
Except there's a hummingbird in the middle. And, yeah, it's a healthy price tag, but
that's,
it seems like it's worth it. As compared to, so this is about... This is about the same cost as one
nope.
side pannier.
They come in a pair.
Oh.
This is what I have.
Oh, I see.
Pair of rear Ort leaves, 40-liter capacity combined.
Uh-huh.
Or right about there, 225.
Okay.
The Karsic is getting 240.
but this extends.
Okay, so a similar amount of capacity if needed.
Possibly. I wonder what they claim. I'll have to check out their claims for how much you can fit in.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
All right, nice. Let's get some bicycle test riding going on.
Oh, sure.
Oh, really?
We can't talk about it anymore. We have one. Let me pull it out of the container.
Can we bookmark the veggie trek if you have time?
Can we what?
Can we bookmark that for later?
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right,
totally.
Sweet.
You gonna just bring some veggies to my house and deliver them? And make some pizzas or what?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of Dylan Colt.
Are you?
Because of what you talk about with the beer and being able to hang out.
Yeah.
And this was my closest feeling to that in town.
The bicycle business
that I had.
I mean, you can't get beer here yet. But
we could probably bring in our own after hours to sit
there
and drink beer.
Right.
<You know? laughs>
So I would have to say the one thing that I'm disappointed about being short and small is that my ECR does not have enough clearance to put a seat bag.
Oh, really?
So we're going to have to kind of jerry-rig it. But
I was gonna say, what can you do with that?
Hold on. We've already solved it. I forgot. So we have a really awesome bicycle builder that started in West Sacramento called Cycle Trucks. He makes cargo bikes.
Okay.
And he's designed a what he calls a caddy rack that has a built-in kickstand, and it is like game changer. And so he built one right before Colin went to go do the Great Divide. He needed a rack, and so it mounts on your seat. And then he's improved the design so that it mounts in the dropouts.
Okay, so you got 3 points of connection for this. If you're jumping.
Well, let me just pull up the picture because it's pretty exciting what he's doing. And
these shop seats are pretty great too, the Brooks.
Yeah. We're pretty lucky.
I should sit on this.
You should. There's just too many fun things to talk about.
Oh man.
Great.
This is comfort. Which saddle is this? It's the one with the big spring coil in front as well as the two springs in back. It's the B35? 55.
33.
33. And this is with my glasses on.
Oh.
So, they're at the slideshow. Oh, I'm on the website too.
Which website is this for people who want to see it?
Cycletrucks.com.
You're good at this radio thing.
Yeah. So this is the caddy rack. This is the Beaver Tail, which is a mini cargo bike. Love it to death. That's my husband. And this is his caddy rack on his fat bike.
With a dude riding.
Yeah, on the back.
This is a front loader, Long John style.
Mm-hmm. That's the Beaver Tail. And that's the caddy rack.
Oh, there we go.
How it mounts on there. So you're always going to have a kickstand.
So is the caddy rack, is that a good option for you if you wanted to take a fat bike out in the woods or
Well,
wherever?
That's what my husband's doing on the Great Divide
so
right
yes.
now.
Yes.
You always have a kickstand. You always have a table. It's multi-purpose.
Yeah.
We absolutely love it. And so he's
making... Hey, the state capitol.
Yeah.
You know, I tried getting oranges off the tree last time I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Impossible.
No. But so that's what's really cool. And a lot of people that... The caddy rack is really good because of people that have, like, the bullet cargo bikes.
Yeah.
Those can't have... They're limited to the racks that you can put on those bikes.
Okay.
And so the caddy rack mounts on the back. And the other feature, other than the fact that it's got a built-in kickstand, is so for families, if you don't live in a safe area to ride, you can tow two bicycles
using
at
the caddy
same
rack.
Time with your children in the front, go to a safe place
where
you can then put their helmets on, get them on the bikes, they can ride around.
That's great.
And that's really like one of the markets for the caddy rack. And that's a picture of
bikes being towed.
Carrying it. Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Cycletrucks.com. This is such a great slideshow. Now I need to talk to them.
I know. I didn't ride my bicycle today, but I usually ride the Beaver Tail.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Okay.
And it can go on Amtrak.
Really?
It's the cool thing about the Beaver Tail. Is it is the same size as a long-haul disc trucker.
Okay.
It's no longer than a regular bicycle.
And yet it is a...
Cargo bike.
Cargo bike.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the big point of consternation with a lot of cargo bike people I know is that Amtrak won't take them.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Hmm.
And so then what...
Beaver Tail.
The Beaver Tail.
Gotta look this up.
And then what he's doing now, which is even more exciting, is, so the Beaver Tail is one bicycle, but now he's creating a mini Velo where it has a bolt-on caddy rack and a bolt-on front rack.
Okay.
So you can actually disassemble it and just go around town on your little 20-inch wheel bike.
Oh, nice.
Or you want it to be a cargo bike, you put the rack on.
You can add the thing.
And not everyone, we're finding, not everyone wants a front rack. So the having the options of it to be bolt-on instead of permanent is really, really great.
It reminds me of Co-Motion Cycles out of Eugene, Oregon. They do at least, what was it, Co-Motion? They have S&S couplers. Oh, and then the guy that was in Eugene and came down here, I think he lives in San Francisco again now. I'm a terrible person. I'm forgetting his company. Setma, C-E-T-M-A. He made his to be disassemblable just in half. So it sounds like these guys are kind of the whole bolt together design.
Yeah.
Gives you some options.
It gives you a lot more options. And then his front loader has it so that it can collapse and easily get put in a car.
Also, it tows a canoe.
Yes.
All right. It's fabulous.
And he's made the local Two River Cider Company, like, bar bike. And
nice.
It has two, you get two mini kegs on it, got two spout, maybe it's even three. And, yeah.
Great for
was that the ride
events.
You went on? That the
one before.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. My friend rode it from here, Sacramento, to Folsom.
Fully
loaded with cider.
How far is that?
25 miles.
Okay, yeah.
And it's pretty flat until you get to Folsom, and then there's some rollers.
Okay.
So that was the farthest that bike had been, so that was pretty fun.
We
had a lot of fun with that one. but let's test ride so
you
can see how awesome the ECR is.
Okay, sounds good.
Get a fryer.
I might as well use a helmet.
Yeah, more flexible. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can I pass this off to you? Would you mind fixing
I'll
your seat? This is an excellent dead-end street.
Okay.
Go up and down it. It's really safe because Freeport Boulevard's a little crazy.
All right. Sounds good.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Don't fall in love with it.
Okay. Because it's not mine.
You can't, yeah. Go ahead. Well, it could be yours, I guess, but then you have to
put
your other bike here.
That's true. Hard sell. Wow, this is...
So the one thing that I noticed is you appear to be bouncing a little bit when you ride. Do you feel the back tire giving?
I don't notice
because
the bounce
of the lower
at all.
Air temperature. Okay. Maybe you were just trying it out, and I was
trying it out. I was shaking the tree a little bit.
And what did you think just initially of the Jones H bar because it's so spread out?
So the wide stance is very nice. Yeah, I'm not used to that.
A lot
I haven't
of
had that in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does feel like, I can take these fat tires and turn them anyway, anytime.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, out along the river, they may be taking you there Sunday if you do that ride.
Okay.
Out along the river, you can be riding the trail, pavement, with these, and just drop off. And there's trails going off
And then
everywhere.
All of a sudden,
it's a whole other area out there that I've never been into.
I'm a little anticipatory of this. This sounds like a good time.
I hope so.
All right, let me try it again with the seat higher.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to try to bounce a little bit.
Yeah.
But the tires don't in any way, like, let you feel that. There's so much surface area and so much, like, they're so ballooned.
They're not aired up very much.
Yeah, I forgot to ask, what do you think the PSI is? Because it's probably, like, 20 or something.
Dude,
like that.
I doubt even that. It's deceiving. It's very deceiving. We'd have to check it. Because I can never tell on those. They're so fat.
It's like 3?
Could be. So Brock is testing out a large size Surly fat tire bike, rigid suspension, for the first time, and I think he's in love already. He's gonna have to get the checkbook out and the credit card.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so big looking compared to your existing touring bike. It's amazing to me. I'm like, damn, I mean, you're already a big guy, but the bike is just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that the tires, like, no matter which way you look at them, the profile is still huge.
Yeah, and these are not even the fattest. You can go fatter on some of the Surlys and some of the Salsas.
This is a, what is it, 3-inch? 29 by 3?
29 by 3.
And you can get a 4, right? At least.
I I think it'll clear this. It may have a problem with this exact one, but yeah. There are Surleys that I'm pretty sure will clear four. It's good size.
So they have the Fatties Fit Fine thing on the back. Do you think there's like, is there going to have to be a new standard? Like, I don't know, something else. Even fatter fit fine.
Even fatter. Wow. It is a hell of a bike.
Yeah. Do you want to ride it?
No. I know all about it. No. It's dangerous.
Stay away from temptation.
I know it. I just know it, man.
Yeah.
That would look great on the back of my Land Cruiser.
It would.
Going to the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, really frequent light rail service. Each time I went down to the end, trains go by.
Nice.
More frequent than Portland, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's supposed to be between every 10 and 15 minutes here.
That's pretty good.
Sometimes they run 5 minutes late, sometimes 3 minutes early.
Okay. Yeah.
But, yeah.
So it goes.
In general, pretty good. Once in a while, we have an electrical outage, and it will shut down. Uh-huh. But not usually for too long a time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a beautiful bike, man. I think you should buy a couple.
Okay.
Let's go ride it. I went one time with these guys bikepacking, and I had to leave early. Something happened to me.
Okay.
But one of their mechanics rode one for the first time, and he was having so much fun. He blew himself out of energy halfway into our trip.
Oh, yeah.
And he was dragging ass all the rest of the way, but he was just jumping everything. And
yeah.
Yeah, he was just having so much fun.
To me, that sounds like Pedalpalooza. That could happen anytime.
Yeah.
So much fun, and then all of a sudden, so much tired, so much pain.
Beautiful bike.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity. That was super cool.
Yeah, man.
Here is your...
Oh, yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
Do you have a couple minutes to talk about Vintage Trek?
I do. Let me run out to my car and get some stickers. So
oh,
we can
sweet.
Swap.
Fabulous.
Because I'm pretty. Our stickers are pretty cool.
All right.
I'm pretty proud.
Not going to lie.
Yeah. They're really nice.
No humility here. I did a damn good job making those.
I did.
Wait, did you make the stickers?
No.
You're like awesome.
I figured you would have made it.
I handed them all out, but I have one. So
oh, man.
Oh, hey. You know, no pressure, though. I mean. I like the Panasonic cap here, too. Is there a...
Yeah.
Is this a company that does, like, a bunch of retro...
I don't know.
Just for a visual, I'm going to get you some...
Oh, there we go.
Home. So, this is my business card as of late.
I'm taking a photo of it right now.
Do it. So, the Veggie Truck is made by Cycle Trucks.
Okay.
And that is...
Cycletrucks.com?
Yeah, yeah. And so, that is exactly what it looks like. It's a very large, very heavy tricycle that was originally built in the Philippines when he was over there.
Okay.
And so...
He built it in the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then he shipped a couple of them back in a container.
Nice.
And then he's had this sitting around in his backyard. He'd been trying to get someone to do what we're doing because all around the world... People use bicycles to sell everything.
Right.
And so...
It's more common, like, everywhere else in the world than here.
I know, which is completely ridiculous.
It's fucked
so,
up.
So, we live in, like, the flattest area.
You do.
This is the perfect place.
You do.
I was just raving about that coming over here.
We were talking about this, yeah.
I grew up in the hills, so to me, I've lived here for 2 years, and I still can't get over how flat it is.
Yeah.
It's nice for riding.
Seriously. And yeah. There's a city here.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay, so this is... It looks a little bit like... I know there's a delivery business in Portland called Beeline Cargo something. And they have trikes look a bit like this. But it's just a big box on the back of a trike setup. Really sturdy frame.
Yeah, ours is exceptionally sturdy.
Yeah. Are you e-assisting at all? Or is it all
legs?
Not
right now. No, okay. It's all my husband. He's the motor behind it.
Nice. Make him do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, yeah. So, basically... John, who's the brains behind all of Cycle Trucks and everything, have been trying to get someone to do something with the bike, and we met John through mutual friends, and he started learning how to weld and building the beaver tails and caddy racks with John. And so one day John was like, hey, you know, you should just put some vegetables on the cart, pedal around the neighborhood, and make some money.
Right.
And it was perfect combination because I used to work on an organic farm.
Okay.
So it took...
Did you woof?
No.
No, okay.
I want to in the future.
You worked long-term on an organic farm.
I did.
Okay.
And so I had the passion
the love farming, the love vegetable, the love eating healthy. And so then we kind of just blended it all together, and that's how the VegTrike became.
Okay.
And so the business plan is so that we're kind of like an ice cream truck. So we're a mobile farmer's market.
Yeah.
So we go through the neighborhoods, play music, call out fresh local veggies, kind of just get people excited, get them out of their houses. We go in the evenings when people are coming home, so they'd be home. And sell vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And, like, little routes. Like, on this day, we would be going through this neighborhood. On this day, another neighborhood.
Yeah.
And
is
then,
your music better than the ice cream truck usually
is?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. We put it on, you know, MP3 player.
Nice.
And, yeah. Like, switch it up.
Higher quality.
Yes. Yeah. And I really enjoy gypsy jazz. So it's, like, nice little fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, upbeat. And so, as we started in the summer a year ago, and then over the winter we still continued, but we did more like farm stands where we would put a blast out, say we're going to be on the corner of this street and this, come see us from, you know, 10 to 2, and people would stop by and get their gifts and stuff, because we also sell local made products, like handmade soaps and just local products, because it's important to me to help all these other local businesses get their products out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're a distribution, well, kind of a moving distribution.
Yeah, because if you're a farmer, you have limited ways of selling your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have CSAs, which are great, but you got to have people make the commitment. And
people have to sign up for that, yeah.
And not everyone has that much money to commit. And so...
It'd be like joining an ice cream subscription. Well, I guess that's like Schwann's, right? Where it's like the guy shows up at a truck. He's like, here, buy some more ice cream. It'd be a shame if something happened to your freezer.
So, that's pretty funny. So the farmers have to then do CSA boxes or go to a farmer's market where you have to pay for a booth fee. You have to wait for people to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go to the people that don't go to the farmer's market. And we've really done well in West Sacramento because... there's only one farmer's market.
Okay.
It's on a Thursday evening. It's just now taken off. It's getting a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike here in Sacramento, every day of the week, parks everywhere, parking lots. And they're amazing farmer's markets.
Lots of produce in downtown Sacramento,
yes.
Or like central Sacramento. West Sacramento across the river, not so much.
Correct.
Okay.
So we were able to access all those people that were too busy, didn't want to. You know, and go there. And then we also have a lot of people that are really proud that they live in West Sacramento and
uh-huh.
we're excited about this awesome business being completely local.
Okay.
And then I source from all local farmers. I source from like 2 to 3 at any time.
Well, you want me to use this too?
Yeah, that would be excellent. Thank you. And get it out there to people. So it's really nice.
Yeah. Was the primary need that no one can get local organic, or was the primary need like a food desert type thing?
So West Sacramento is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have our own urban farms.
Okay.
Where the city of West Sacramento leases pieces of land for like $1 a year.
Wow, and it's a separate city from Sacramento itself.
Okay. Yeah, it's a different county. So
that's why it says West Sac Veggie Track on the sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a different county, so it was really great working with Yolo County and helping get me categorized. The VegTrike is new, you know, people are doing it all around the world, but you have to be permitted.
Right.
And so
it can't just be like a pop-up shop. It has to exist over the long term.
Mm-hmm. So I worked well with my certifier and got everything approved, and they created a permit, and so I'm... licensed to sell whole produce and prepackaged food.
Okay.
On a cart, so it's pretty cool.
And soap.
And soap.
Where are you licensed to sell soap? We don't know. Won't ask the question.
We're good.
Yeah.
but yeah, and so then right now, we're kind of just doing, you know, special deliveries at the moment, and, you know, I work here full time, so we're just kind of waiting for Colin to come back from his trip.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick it back up again in July.
Yeah, so it's you and Colin. Anybody else doing the peddling, or is it just
Colin.
Small operation?
Small operation.
Nice.
And the hope is that in the future that we get more tricycles built and we can help other people start their own businesses, because we can't be in every neighborhood.
Right.
And we want people to have access to great local food.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's really great about it is the hope that we could get, like, high school kids or even college kids to do something where they're out there pedaling, they're out there learning how to sell, talk to people, build relationships within their community, because nowadays, excuse me, people are on their cell phones and they don't even know how to have a conversation with you.
Right.
They can only text, and then their texts aren't even, they're like abbreviated. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you. Bye.
Yeah. So those are skills that I think it would be fun in the future to help get people, because it's got low overhead.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to go out there and make some money for yourself.
Yeah. It reminds me, I was trying to think of, there's some like, some conversation people were talking about, like, streets were not made for cars. I want to say that's the title of the book.
Mm.
The author I can't remember right now. But they were talking about how the streets really used to be a social space. And if they are a social space, it's pretty negative these days.
Yeah.
So the fact that, yeah, you could be out there and having conversations with people. Some people just need people school.
Yeah. No, I know. But one of the really great things is that we have gotten the neighbors to start talking to each other again.
Yeah.
You know, so it's fun. You have this cool looking bicycle, you got this crazy dude with the beard selling and having a good time. And then so you can't help but go check it out. And so then when you're there, you have to say hi to your neighbor.
Right.
And so it was great to reconnect people and be like, yeah, I do know you, you are my neighbor. Let's, you know, be nice to each other.
Lend me some sugar.
Yeah.
And that's a huge problem with our society as well, like the texting. My neighbors and I talk about that. People don't sit on their front porch very much anymore.
No.
I do. I offer my neighbors wine, beer, tea, and we hang out sometimes. But it's hard to get people to come away from phone, computer.
Right.
That safety of their house.
Yeah.
And yes, that's a fascinating thing that you're seeing that as well.
If I sit on my porch, I text. It's a problem.
With a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it's fun getting kids excited about vegetables.
Yeah.
So that's why I refer to it as like an ice cream truck style, because little kids are excited. They see the veggie truck and they run out with their little piggy banks and they're learning like how to buy things and get excited about it. And then also, you know, not all vegetables are created equal. And so we last year sold super sweet grape tomatoes.
Ooh.
That were just like candy.
Those are the best.
And so we had a lot of little kids. And they don't eat vegetables, but they would sit there and pop those little grape tomatoes.
But
like
now
candy. They
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to associate something cool with something healthy and getting them excited about it. We dabbled a little bit in right outside of the local high school, which is right next to the rec center. I feel like we need to give it a little more... It's hard getting high school to get off their phone, to talk to us, any vegetable. Yeah. So that would be cool if we could break into that.
Yeah.
Get them excited about it.
Interesting.
But it's just, everything's been changing, and it's been a lot of fun, the learning experience. And I didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to have a business. This is what I want to do. Mm. Literally, it all came together and just happened.
It just kind of became, out of the things you were already interested in.
Yeah.
This opportunity
arose. And that's
why
it's been just so successful, because we have the support of our community.
Yeah.
Of everyone around us, and we love what we're doing. And
that
goes a long way, you know. So it's been fun. And then I'm looking to expand back into Sacramento. Yeah. You know, in the future, Sun and Soil Juice Company on P Street. You should go there.
Yeah. Okay, P Street, Sun and Soil.
Yep.
All right.
It's right next to the Zebra. It's right next to the Zebra Club. Don't do as much drinking as I did.
I can't promise anything.
It's fun.
That I don't know how much you drank, but. It reminds me of my friend Brandon up in Portland is doing, he calls it Rolling Oasis Mobile Grocers.
Okay.
He was addressing a lot of the food desert type stuff, saying like, hey, it's really hard to get like local organic produce to people, particularly in these places where like groceries in general are hard to get. So he started delivering by trailer.
Yeah.
So he's got, I want to say it's the Surly Bob? Surly Bill. Anyways, he tows a trailer and it's got his wrap on the outside with the logo and he delivers bags of groceries. It's a subscription service, so it's a little less like the ice cream truck and more like the Schwan's guy. But it's the whole thing of, like, you know, how do we get food to people that need it? How do we make it more convenient so people can eat healthier more often?
Mm-hmm.
And Also, he's working on food stamps. Because, like, delivery businesses, it's really difficult to get the food stamp approval, apparently, at least in Oregon. But he's working on a way to kind of get that figured out now, so.
Yeah, that's half the battle is in certain neighborhoods of West Sacramento. It's all, people are all on food stamps, and mm-hmm. it's like, shouldn't you be able to buy healthy stuff with your food stamps? It should be easy.
Should be.
Yeah, should
you
be.
Can buy Rockstar.
Yeah,
and 7-Eleven pizzas with food stamps, but
what you need is to figure out how to get the card readers
mm-hmm.
that we can use all of our debit cards or credit cards through.
Magnetic stripe reader.
How do you get that tied into the EBT card here for food stamps?
Mm-hmm.
They have them. Yeah, the local farmers,
like the farmers market thing, right? You can buy like, well, I don't know, in Oregon, you can buy tokens from a farmers market with your food stamps or with your EBT benefits, and so. What Brandon's working on is, like, apparently that physical token, like a wooden nickel, is really important there. And so I'm not sure how it works in California, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I know you can... I don't know about the token. I'm not super familiar with it, but I know that farmers, like, all accept EBT, like the farmer's market. Yeah. But I know that just recently in West Sacramento, they had, like a sign-up day for people. Because normally it's a long process to get approved to be able to accept EBT, but they had this opportunity where they're like, hey, come in this day, you get approved, get your thing, everything done in one day.
It's like
they're
the Black
really
Thursday of EBT
trying
exception.
To help connect people, and so West Sacramento is really awesome, and it's really coming up, and what I've noticed is that when you go to a larger, well, Yolo County is large, but I feel like Sacramento, I was just another number, just another person. There was no rush or, oh, let's work with you. It's kind of just like, this is what it is. We're going to classify you as a food truck. We don't care you're not a food, you know, that you're not.
Right.
Versus my county was like, okay, let's figure out how we can do this. Oh, you have an event? No problem. I'll squeeze you in, come out to your house, approve you.
Like, let's make this work.
Let's make this work.
That's super cool.
I know. And so so when I was talking to other people that want to do what I'm doing, I told them how awesome it was, and I said, I don't know, I just got really lucky that everyone I've met has been amazing. When I go in my city hall at West Sacramento, nicest people in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the people here in Sacramento aren't nice, but it's just a larger office, larger entity, and they're like, hey, we don't really care. But, you know,
next.
Yeah. And then when someone's trying to start a new business, you have all these questions, and everyone just wanted to work with me and help me do what we're doing.
Yeah.
So it's been really great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you said there's a Facebook page. And
that's pretty much where we're at. Facebook, Instagram. We're in the process of, you know, like a website. But we've been doing really well with Facebook and just having fun.
West Sac Veggie Trike on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it. I mean, that's a great idea. It's a great concept.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we're going to probably build a second tricycle that's going to be better designed than the one we have. It's going to have gears, essentially.
There you go.
Do some assist
Beautiful.
As well. So there's lots of works, you know.
Excellent.
But yeah, we're just having fun and see what works for us.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went through the whole thing without making a YOLO reference.
Pretty
it's got to be so old, right? So old.
I don't know. I've only lived there for 2 years, so that's not old for me. I didn't grow up there.
Say whatever you want. Yeah. I don't care how bad it is.
Cool. Can I snap a photo for the website whenever this goes up?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to send these files back to Aaron if he'll have time, or if we're going to have to wait until like August or something before this actually releases.
What about the mural up front? Does that
sound
cool? The bike base
totally.
And everything?
Yeah, yeah. So wait, this is the guy? I'm bad about pro cycling. Is this... Okay, there's a guy.
My husband's the one that raced.
I don't know if this is Eddie Merckx or Eddie Merckx. I'm not sure.
It's a guy that won some races.
Sorry.
Okay.
Awesome.
Jeez, beautiful.
Okay, cool.
Well, thank you for your time, Amy.
Man.
I know. I mean, you got
chatting me up makes the day go by faster.
You got work to do at the shop, I'm sure. So.
No, but you know what? This is all good though. This is what I told you I liked about these guys. We talk about a wide variety of stuff every time that we're over here.
Oh, sure.
It's like, and that's part of that community that I think is missing in so many ways we've just talked about again.
Right.
so many people can't carry on a conversation, or they show no interest in things that it's like, just show a little bit. It is interesting, and it's getting bigger here, more
hang
popular.
Out and talk.
It's cool to support people that are trying something new, and this is not a bad thing.
What people need are friends that introduce each other to other friends. Because I wouldn't have walked in here on my own and said, hey, tell me about the veggie track. So.
That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have lots of fun this whole time you're here.
Yeah.
And he's going to take you around, see lots of cool things.
Excellent.
Awesome.
And oh, thebicyclebusiness.com?
TheBikeBiz.
TheBikeBiz.com. With a Z.
Yes.
Com. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks again for listening to the Sprocket Podcast. Hope you enjoyed this little supplemental audio from my trip to Sacramento. We will look forward to seeing you again next week on thesprocketpodcast.com.